The Torah in this week's parsha describes the big day kahuna. We usually say that a Kohen Hedyot wore 4 begadim and a Kohen Gadol wore 8 begadim, which is true. But when the Torah describes the big day kahuna, v'asista big day kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavod u'l'sefares, the Torah says, ve'eila ha-begadim asher ya'asu, choshen ve'efod il, kisones tashbeis, mitznefes ve'avdeit. There are only 6 begadim there. So there are 2 begadim missing. The tzitz and the michnasayim. So the tzitz you'll find later in the parsha, where the Torah will first describe the ephod, and then the choshen, and then the me'il, and then it describes the tzitz, and then it will describe the avnet and the kisones. But the michnasayim are not described until you get to the second to last pasuk. Ta'aseh lahem michnasei vad, lechasos b'sar erva, mimasnayim v'ad reichayim yihiyu. So what's odd is that the 2 begadim are not listed initially. And for the michnasayim, even more so, it's almost an afterthought. And then the last pasuk comes and it says, Vayah, I think, al aron l'sharis, Vayu al aron l'vanav, and they should wear these things, v'lo yamusu, hukas olam, it will be for them. So the question is, why are the tzitz and the michnasayim not listed where they are, and why does the michnasayim appear the way they do, really, as what I would describe almost an afterthought? With regards to the tzitz, there are many answers given by the Mefarshim. Ibn Ezra, Rabbeinu Bechai, and the Baal Turim suggest that the tzitz wasn't a beged, it was a kli, and these are all begadim that the Torah is describing. Some understand that it still was hinted to in V'asisa Begdei Kodesh and V'asu Begdei Kodesh, which are found in that first parsha. One, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh suggests that that was, that one was the tzitz, one was the michnasayim. I think the Chizkuni says something similar to that. The Rush, it's quoted by the Moshe HaZakenim, says that there was no chachma in their asiyasam. It didn't require great wisdom in making them. Why the michnasayim was so much simpler than the kisones, I don't know, or the avnet. Maybe the avnet was kilayim, whereas the michnasayim were just bad. They were just a linen. But that's what he says. The Nitziv suggests that by the tzitz, there was no need to list it here, because here the emphasis was on Vasuvei Bekodesh, that they have to make them with Kavana, Mekadesh to Begadim. By the tzitz, it wasn't necessary because you're writing a Shem Hashem, and that's Mekadesh enough. And the Or HaChaim himself says that the tzitz was the most lofty of the other Begadim. It's not listed with them, in the same way that the Michnasayim is the lowest. The tzitz was the most ve'ul of the Bidei Kohen Gadol, and the Michnasayim was the lowest level of the Kohen Hedyot, and so neither somehow gets listed in this parsha. Okay. Well, what about the Michnasayim? What about the, I think the closest equivalent we would say are boxer shorts. So, the Rashbam, Chizkuni and Tur, say that the Michnasayim was the only beged that was not visible. It was covered over. It was covered over by the Sones, and for the Kohen Gadol by the Me'il as well. And these begadim were meant l'chavod u'l'sefares. And if it's not visible, the beged is not l'chavod. Gemara in Shabbos, I think, quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who used to call his begadim l'chavdusai. I don't know if the Gemara says this explicitly or others explain. Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't grow a beard, he didn't have a beard, and so he didn't have the hadras upon him of a beard, so his clothing instead were mechaveh him. So if you can't see the begadim, they're not mechaveh you. And as I mentioned before, the Rush says there was no chachma involved in the michnasayim. But the Nitziv writes something very interesting. He says, "V'tam hadavar v'hamichnasayim lo ba'u l'kadesho ki im l'chasos b'sar erva." The purpose of the michnasayim were not to be Mekadesh the Avoda, Mekadesh the Kohen, but rather just to be Mechasa the Besar Erva. I don't think that the Netziv would say for a minute that if you Kohen weren't wearing the Mesnasayim, that they're Vodas Kshera. He's a Mechus Sefer Gadim. But nonetheless, and I'll return to this, the Mechnasayim was not there fundamentally for the purposes of the Avodah. Or the way I would say it, it wasn't the Avodah the Kohanim that necessitated the Mechnasayim. It was just Lachashos the Sar Erva. Others have suggested, the Arachayim suggests this, and I think others as well, that it's put at the end because there's no mitzvah halbasha by the Mechnasayim. If you look in the Miluim, in this week's parasha and in Parsha Tzav, Moshe Rabbeinu helps them put on all the begadim except for the Mechnasayim. There's no mitzvah halbasha there. And so the Arachayim says it has to be right next to the pasuk, that last pasuk, where it suggests that the Kohanim are not wearing the begadim, that they'll die, meaning the mechal of the avodah is no good, is in the chus of begadim, because you would have thought the mechnasayim, in fact, don't even count. So therefore, the Torah is telling you they really do count. Even though, as the Netziv himself points out, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when this procedure took place in the Miluim, they came to the Azara dressed in the Mechnasayim already. Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, in his commentary, says something I think very insightful. He starts out with the point that these begadim are not asuyim lechavod ulesifares. Why? Because they're not malbushe kohuna bavad. They're not malbushe kohanim bavad. They're not just kohanim wear Mechnasayim. Every person has to wear the equivalent of Mechnasayim. He says, Ela af malbushe adam greda. He says, Hey maspikim, kedei hatzorech hachiyuni biyoser shalatznius. Everybody needs that. That's not just a function of kahuna. And therefore, the Torah doesn't, this is not, it might be ma'akev v'avoda, but it's not fundamentally big day kahuna. It's not fundamentally Bevei Kahuna. So he says that despite all of this, Mikol Makom Gam Heim Hayu Bigdei Kodesh V'Hukshu L'Kohanim Midei Ha'uma L'Avodas HaKodesh. The Kekesh still had to provide these things to the Kohanim. And the Ma'akev V'Avoda, like all the other Begadim, despite the fact that fundamentally, they are not Bigdei Kahuna. They're Bigdei Kol Adam. There is a profound lesson, I believe, in the Torah's framing of the Mechnasayim this way, drawing upon Rav Hirsch's suggestion. There are a lot of people in this world, in our world, who think that it's possible to be frum without the basic decent qualities of a human being. Putting aside technical applications, we have 7 mitzvos plus 606, as opposed to 613 mitzvos. We start out with the 7 mitzvos, like everybody else, and then we have mitzvos nosafos. The Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, the first halach in Perek Tes, says, Al shisha dvarim nitztava adam harishon. And then, hosib lenoach evar menachai, that's 7. And v'chein haya adavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avram. Ba'avram benitztava yasar leilu b'mila. He got the mila, V'hu is Palo Shachris. And Yitzchak was Mafresh Maser and added Tfilah Cheres, Lifnos Hayom, Mincha. V'Yakov Hosev Gir Hanasha is Palo Arvis. Uve Mitzrayim Nitztava Amram v'Mitzras Yiseras, Amram got more. Ad Sheva Moshe Rabbeinu v'Nishlema Torah Al Yadam. The basic obligations of all humanity, the Sheva Mitzvahs, are ours as well. This idea is reflected in the Gemara's comment, a number of places, it should be inconceivable that there's any particular act that is prohibited to a guy but is permissible to us. Because we have more Kedusha, we have all the obligations of the rest of humanity, plus more mitzvahs on top of that. When frum Jews don't follow the rules of society, it is a most profound chilul Hashem. Especially when born of a sense that the rules don't apply to us. When there are rules dictating what you must do, and B'nai Beis Medrash, B'nai Torah don't follow them. It is the most profound desecration of God's name. This happens, unfortunately, too much. V'day l'chakima b'remiza. And it's not that there aren't lots of people who break rules and laws and things like that. There are. It's just that it doesn't usually emerge from a principled sense that the rules don't apply to me because I'm special. Some people feel the rules are terrible rules. Some people feel it violates their liberties as an American to do this, that, the other thing. It doesn't matter what it is. Some people just violate it because they violate, because they're avayanim, because they have a yetzirah. But it's not because a principled sense that I'm just not bound by these rules, because I'm from and I have my own Torah. That's not the way it works. And that's what I think that the Torah is teaching us here. The Mechnesayim are not mentioned because, as Rav Hirsch says, they stem not from the imperative of Kedusha of the Avodah, but from the basic imperative of humanhood, of basic Menschlichkeit. And that is why the Mechnesayim is next to V'lo Yesu Avon V'mesin. Because of its basic nature, its violation is all the more greater, a Chilul Kedushas Avodah. Good job.